It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Breezy's going to be making a huge life change and will be moving in with her girlfriend to Fairport. And I wanted to ask her this morning what her biggest concerns are. But before that, do you guys who have already experienced this, and I know there's a lot of you, I'm a little late to the game on this, but I know you're supposed to discuss finances and split of household chores, house rules, but I was wondering if anyone had any unusual or unexpected tips or anything that came up after you moved in together that took you by surprise. Is there anything you didn't think of that would have been good to resolve ahead of time? 585-252-9800. I mean, there's a lot of conversations that need to be had when you move in with somebody.
I know. It's
when you move in with the love of your life.
It's definitely been, you know, a little bit of time here, and like a lot of people, U-hauling is a huge thing when it comes to lesbians, where you move in with each other one day after meeting each other.
My parents were asking at dinner last night how long you and your girl have been together, and I said, I think 7 months?
Mm-hmm. Since April.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Wow, not you in our relationship.
I just pay attention.
It's like, I got your date tattooed on my arm. 7 months, and then I'm not moving until January, so it'll be like 10. And I am excited. I'm nervous. I am happy to, I'm sad and happy to get out of the city. You know, that's something I've been kind of struggling and going back and forth with about. Love my place on Park Ave. I mean, don't always feel the safest.
Well, you know, as a single woman too, but I think a change of scenery is definitely going to do you some good.
Yeah, I do too. And just like a sense of a new routine, and like at Fairport is all the craze. Obviously everyone knows, but
you could be at the cannery every weekend.
Literally belly up a tin cup. So I'm just excited for that and to be, you know, closer to Canandaigua and that side of, you know, the city.
Yeah. But your biggest fear, your biggest concern, and I know you got them.
Yeah, it's, listen, I mean, I've only lived with one other partner in my whole spec of dating, the whole realm, right? And I've had plenty of partners. So this is a big deal. And I think it hits different because I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
I'm at a different stage in my life. Like when I lived with the last person I was with 4 or 5 years ago, just wasn't in a huge adult space. It was more so like, oh yes,
roommates,
like our apartment, and like, yeah, you know, like it's the idea of like buying a house or saving for anything wasn't top of mind. And this time it is, because, you know, I'm 30, my girlfriend's 29, going to be 30, and the housing market and the amount of money people pay in rent these days is astronomically high.
Yeah.
And the move was coming regardless whether I was moving in with her or whether I was moving home. I talked about this a bunch of like just getting out of my apartment, although I love it a lot, and saving some money and stashing some money away to ultimately buy a house someday, 2030, I don't know. And I'm really like happy and thankful that I get to experience this with my girlfriend while also saving money.
Have you
both
guys,
of us,
have you had the really deep conversations about finances together?
Yeah, of course. And like, I think that's something you have to do before you move in with anyone, regardless of anything, because I just feel like if you're moving in with someone, it's obviously progressively going towards the direction of ultimately being together forever. Sharing finances, things like that.
Well, when it comes to finances, though, are you guys both agreeing to split everything 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
You are, right?
Yeah,
down the middle.
So I didn't mention this, but she lives with her brother.
So her brother's also
going to be there.
Okay, so this is going to be three's company.
Which is not something I've ever obviously dealt with. I mean, I had a couple dogs.
How does he feel about you moving in there?
At first, he was not into it.
Okay, sure.
And then when we told him how much it was going to be, he was like, oh, yeah, where do I sign? You know, so.
As far as splitting the cost of everything. But I can't imagine he's going to be comfortable with wanting to stay there long term. Somebody's going to have to go.
Right.
And most likely, if you guys are looking to get your own house, I'm assuming it's going to be you and your girl.
Yeah, probably a year down the line, though. Like, we'll probably be there for... So I move in January. I think they're leased up in April, so it'll probably be a whole nother realm. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel like this move is financially responsible, and I think it's a move that is going to strengthen our relationship. Because, I mean, I'll be fully transparent and honest. Like, I love my girlfriend, and we're so in love, and we're doing all the things. But, like, it has been a little hard these last couple of months just because, like, you know, I work a couple of jobs. She works a couple of jobs. She has a dog, like, running around, like, back to Fairport and then back to the city and then back to, like,
It's going to be a lot.
And it's a lot.
It's going to be a huge adjustment, too.
Right.
Because you guys are now sharing your own space. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about sleep habits. Jerry brings up a really good point here. Jerry was like, one of the things that I didn't realize when I moved in with my girlfriend was our sleep habits. You're not always going to go to bed at the same time, mm-hmm. especially with you waking up at, you know, the butt crack of dawn.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough because how are you going to work that out? You need to discuss a strategy to both ensure you guys get good sleep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already are, like, sleeping together almost every night, so that's, like, not that big of a thing. And she likes to go to bed earlier than I do, which is a good thing for me to keep me on track. But I am excited because we got a king bed together. We switched the rooms. We moved into this space together.
Okay.
So, and that made me feel a little more comfortable of, like, I don't want to move into somebody's space. I don't want to move into somebody's apartment. Listen, no shade to them. Love them. Their apartment has nothing in it. I'm going to go in. I'm going to zhuzh it up. So it's like I'm moving into a brand new space anyways.
So Gina says, what happens if someone loses their job? Let's say she loses her job.
Mm-hmm.
Who's picking up the slack? Her brother or you?
Well, I...
Hypothetically speaking, these are conversations that need to be had.
I mean... probably me, which won't be that big of an issue considering the fact I'm already paying astronomically amount of rent. It's not like I'm not used to it. So that would probably be me.
Yeah, it would most likely fall on the significant other.
Yeah. So, I mean, God forbid, I hope that doesn't happen.
Well,
you can ask the same question for me. So.
Life is, you know, it's Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah. I also don't like her apartment building. So, like, her actual apartment is nice, for sure.
But
I don't like...
the aesthetics of the building?
No, I don't like the aesthetics. I don't... like, location, amazing. Apartment, physical apartment we live in, great. It's that thing I made the other day, like, the walk to my apartment versus my actual apartment. Like, it's just... there's holes in the wall. Like, it's too much. It's too much. So...
yeah. Well, you know what? It's not your forever home. That's the thing. You got
to
keep that in mind.
And I need to keep reminding myself that.
Right.
We're doing this for a greater good.
Yeah. Because if you're smart, you're going to save that extra money that you would have spent on rent now on Park Avenue.
Correct.
A lot of people are weighing in. They're like, congratulations on the new chapter, Breezy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I will obviously, we'll keep you guys updated. There will be a lot of content to come. Like just this other morning, like I slept over there and I woke up at 4:45 and her brother was in the bathroom. I'm like,
oh, that's tough.
I need to go to work.
So. That's really good luck with that. I'm sure you're going
to
keep us posted. And not only that, but this new
in a bucket,
this new experience could have you going to therapy way more than you ever thought you would.
I know. My therapist is on maternity leave right now. She needs to hustle.
She needs to be on call 100%.
For sure.